That's it, and we keep touching on that as we are going to move on with all that we have, and just proceed there. To have you even this Sunday, it's me, your host, Penambiko Jonas, and I'm really excited, and I'm inviting you to come and join me again in this program that I always host every Sunday from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning. And I hope that you, my beautiful audience, you are on board, and you are here for us to tackle this issue. Today, we are mostly engaging on a very, very interesting topic, which is your identity after release. I welcome you, and I hope that you find your seat so that we will do what we always do when you come to this one sensitive show, because we always share sensitive topics here. Some of the things that we hardly say, some of the things that we hardly speak about, we rarely speak about because we feel like, maybe people will be triggered, or maybe we feel like we are not doing too much justice to this, or saying that no, people will say this and that. And that just according to how people perceive or see, or have a different perspective of what you are bringing on board. So remember, this program, this is a space where we'll tell the truth. We tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth about the life before, the life during, and the life after incarceration. And this morning, we are talking about something that is really, really deeply personal, but this is something that is really powerful, and something that many people are...
Great news! IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Really powerful, and something that many people outside those correctional walls, those correctional facility walls, they don't fully understand. Rebuilding your life after incarceration. How is your life after prison? And now, you have never been inside the correctional facility, you, my beautiful audience listening there. And you might think that freedom is really simple. Isn't? You feel like freedom is really simple. You walk out, the gate closed behind you, and life just continues. But for anyone who have lived that reality, that life, they know that that's not a simple thing. It's not just about walking away from the correctional facility walls and then that's it. And I'm really, really grateful. I would say I'm really, really excited that we'll have someone that spent 14 years in the correctional facility, and he is going to share with us his journey. But even that, my beautiful audience, we can still be unpacking this while we'll expect him in the studio. Remember, for you that has never been there, you don't feel like it's something that is really hard. But for someone that has been incarcerated for so long, you can tell that, this is something different. They will tell you that freedom is not just about stepping out of the correctional facility, but freedom is about learning how to live again. Let me start by saying this. When someone works out of the correctional facility after 10 years, after 14 years, or even 2 years, they are not the same people who walked in before those seasons, before those years. Time doesn't just pass like that. it doesn't just pass by. It reshapes you, right? It reshapes you. It makes you a different person. It cooks you. It changes how you think. It changes how you react. It changes how you trust and how you dream. And the world outside, one will question or one will ask, it doesn't pause. It moves on. Technology evolves. People change. Systems shift. And when you come out, you are stepping into a world that feels both familiar to the one that you knew before you went in the correctional facility for years, to the one that completely, completely knew at the same time when you stepped out. So how do you rebuild your life after incarceration? First, and that is what I wanted to speak about. First, you must confront your identity. And one of the biggest battles after release is not, finding your identity. One of the biggest battles after release is not just about finding a job or finding a place to stay. Finding your identity should be able to answer, who am I now? If you can ask yourself a question of who am I now, and you'll be able to answer that question, then you'll be able to confront your identity and see the exact you, right? For years, maybe even decades, your identity was defined by a number, defined by a uniform, defined by routines, or probably designed by crimes and conviction, defined by those past mistakes. You were known as an inmate. I'm speaking to the ex-convicts. You were known as an inmate. You were placed in a system where individuality is stripped away. In a system where decisions are made for you. When to eat, when to sleep, when to speak to someone, when to move. It's like there is a system that is controlling you. And then suddenly, you are out here. And the world expects you to just be normal. But what is normal? You are, imagine moving from a system that is designed to control you. Because when you are in the correctional facility, you have to dance to those tunes, whether you like it or not. Whether you are like it or not, their decisions are made for you and you have to comply. Because those decisions made for you, they are made for good. They are made to change you. And you are left with no option but to what? But you have to eat when you are told to eat. You can't just decide to wake up and eat. You have to sleep because there is a routine set for you, right? To sleep, to move, to study. But suddenly, you are released. You are back here in the world, and the world expects you to be normal. And I would ask you a question, but what is really normal? Which normality? How should you be normal? And more importantly, who are you outside of that label? Remember, rebuilding your life starts with reclaiming your identity. Not the identity, not this identity of society forces on you, as you are being labeled as an ex-convict, as a criminal, as an offender, no. But the identity you choose yourself, the identity you choose yourself when you walked out of the Krishna facility, you are not just your past. You are not just your mistake. You are a person with the ability to grow. You are a person with the ability to learn. You are a person with the ability to redefine your story. But let's be honest. It's not easy. Because even when you try to move forward, society doesn't always allow you to move with you. Society doesn't always move with you. Remember, people judge you, and you can't blame them for that because they have never been there. Doors will be closed. Opportunities will disappear the moment your record is mentioned. That criminal record in your hands, yes. And that can be discouraging. It can make you feel like no matter how much you have changed, no matter how much you have tried and tried and tried to come out of that shell, you are still being punished. You have to be honest with it. It is not easy. And this is where your mindset becomes everything. All right? It's a shift in how you see yourself, in how you see your value, in how you see your future. You have to move from a mindset of limitation to a mindset if still have value. You have to believe that your story still matters. You have to believe that your future is not cancelled because of your past. And I know some of you listening might be thinking, that sounds really good, but the reality here is different. And you are right. Reality is really tough. Reality is tough. But mindset is what determines how you respond to that reality. To that reality. Your mindset. There is something about mindset. It just works accordingly to how you are thinking, how you want things to be done. Right? If you have to move from a mindset of limitation, as I said it earlier, when you have to shift your mindset from that past, that old person that didn't know better, then there is a possibility that you will believe that you will still have a better life. You will still believe that your life will still have a value. Your story still matters. Your story is still reviving spirits of people who don't even believe in betterment, who don't even believe in the future. that your future is not cancelled because of the conviction that you did, because of your past, because of your vomit, right? Let us talk about the first few days after release. Those first 72 hours can feel overwhelming. You were excited. Yes, really excited that you are going home. But you are also feeling anxious. Everything feels fast. Choices come at you all at once. There is noise. There is movement. There is freedom. But there is also pressure. And all that, remember, all that, it's happening in within 72 hours after your release. Everything is fast. Everything is fast. Everything feels very, very fast. And it's just coming at once. Your mind is bloating, loaded, so heavy. So much noise coming from every corner of the world. So much movement. And you look at your freedom as well. And you look at the pressure that comes with all of these things. You have pressure to succeed. You have pressure not to mess up again and go back to the correctional facility. You have pressure to prove to your family and to the society and even to yourself that I have truly changed and I want better for myself. And sometimes that pressure can be true.
When life starts squeezing me like a lemon, I know what to do.
With Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes. Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
And sometimes that pressure can be truly, truly dangerous, right? Because when things don't go as planned, and trust me, they won't always go as planned. It's easy to feel like giving up, yes. It is easy to fall back in old habits, in old environments, in old ways of thinking. Because of pressure. And this applies to everyone, I guess, because, you know, things don't go always as planned. And that is why one of the most important parts of rebuilding your life is your environment. Who you surround yourself with truly, truly matters. If you go back to the same people, to the same places, the same mindset that led you to incarceration, then chances are, it's either you are going to repeat the same cycle, but if you choose a different path, if you align yourself with the people who support your growth, your challenge, people who believe in your future, people who believe that you can change everything, they can change you, they can make you a better person. And that is where family can play a powerful role. Right? For many, family is the foundation of rebuilding. You know? Family provide emotional support. Family provide encouragement. Even sometimes, family even comes through with financial assistance, financial support.
It's easy.
So yeah, You know, family remind us, or your family, you know, as you know that they will support you. They'll support you in all ways that they can to make sure that you become a better person, right? They remind you that you are more than your past, but let's also be real. Not everyone has that one support. Not every ex-convict who got released from the prison and they have everyone who offer them that kind of support. Some people, they come out to broken relationships. They come out to broken homes. Some, they come out to rejection. Some, they come out to nothing. And I mean nothing. So if you are someone who has a family support, don't take that for granted. And if you are someone who doesn't understand that family can also be chosen, don't take families for granted if you have that one person that supports you. We have friends, we have mentors, we have community members. We have people who see your potential and who are willing to walk this journey with you. Now, I want us to talk about something that is more practical. Rebuilding through skills and knowledge, right? One of the most powerful tools you can carry out of the correctional facility is knowledge. Whether it's education, whether it's vocational trainings, or maybe the life skills. There is no even maybes there. What you learn inside can become your foundation outside. And that's why I'm excited that today, in this same program, we'll have an ex-convict who spent 14 years incarceration. And now that he is released, we want him to share with us his experience of rebuilding his identity with the knowledge that he got from the correctional facility, right? We have seen people come out and start businesses. We have seen people who become entrepreneurs. We have seen people who went into leadership, and now they are mentors, they are community leaders, they are motivational speakers, they are life coaches, you know? Not because life was hard, I mean, what was so easier for them in the correctional facility, but because they used what they had for something useful. You know, if you have learned, if you learned a trade inside, use it accordingly. Use it. Let it become useful. If you studied, apply it. If you developed discipline, build on it. Because here is something many people don't even realize, that the correctional facility can teach you resilience. It can teach you patience. It can teach you discipline. And those are qualities that one can set you apart in the real world if you use them correctly. But again, that comes back to choice. It comes back to choice. Rebuilding your life is a series of so many choices, daily choices, sometimes minute by minute choices even. Choosing to wake up and try again even when things are not working out. Choosing to walk away from situations that are threatening your progress. Choosing to stay focused when distractions are everywhere. Choosing to believe in yourself when no one else does. Those are choices that you have to make correctly. That you have to make daily. that you have to make time to time and you have to reflect on them. And let me say this clearly. Rebuilding your life is not about, it's not a straight line. There will be setbacks, my darling. There will be moments of doubt. There will be times when you feel like you are not making any progress. But that doesn't mean you have failed. It means you are a human. If you are supposed to feel a shrink, if you have to feel something in your vein, hot blood in your vein, that means you are a human. But change is change. Progress is progress. And remember, progress is not about perfection. It's about resistance. Resistance. It's a choice. Like, you have to make a choice to rebuild your life. And every choice that you make will determine where you find yourself. And you even know to know, to be aware of situations that are made according to where you are standing right now. According to your emotions. How am I feeling right now? Do I really need to make this choice right now? Should I make a choice when I'm angry? Should I make a choice knowing that right now I'm in this mood? I'm feeling this emotion. Should I? I just woke up from bed right now. Should I make this choice really when I'm just trying to wake up? You know, I'm in a very threatening situation right now. And the choice that I'm making, or I'm thinking, or this decision that came across my mind, is it aligning with how I'm feeling right now? Progress is not about perfection, my darling. It's about you being very, very persistent, right? I want us to talk about stigma. And I'll always press this button. The label, ex-convict. The label, a criminal. The label, an offender. The label, olongi wikulumuna. That can be heavy. It follows you. It will show up in your job application when you're looking for employment. That label will show up in conversations. That label will show up on how people look at you. And sometimes it feels like that label defines you more than anything else. An ex-convict. An offender. A criminal. But here is the truth that I would want to tell you. A label only has power if you accept it as your identity. Just like how people normally call others ugly. That lady is ugly. And you're just swallowing it. I'm ugly. What will happen? You will start seeing yourself as a reflection of an ugly person. That woman is beautiful, my goodness. That woman is pretty. If that is what you are putting in your mindset, because you know, mindset shifts everything, then that is how you see yourself. That is why that label of being an ex-convict, that label of being an offender, that label of being a criminal, it can only have power to your life when you accept it as your identity. Yes, your past is part of your story, but it is not the whole story. You have the power to write the next chapter. And one of the most powerful ways to do that, it is through purpose. Have purpose. when you find purpose, something bigger than yourself, it gives you your life directions. It gives you a reason to keep going. It transforms your pain into something meaningful. For some, purpose is family. For others, purpose is business. For so many, many others, it is helping people who are walking the same path they once walked. And that brings me to something that is very, very important, giving back. When you are giving back your experience, when you are giving back your journey, when you are giving back your struggles, when you are giving back those value that you have, which you know that it will help the next person. There are people out there who need to hear your story. There are people out there who are where you once were. People who are about to make the same mistake you made. I need to repeat myself again. You know, most of the times when we think that we are giving back to the community, or we are giving back to other people, it's only when you are giving back in terms of donation, funding, you know, like that. But your experience, my darling, your journey, your struggle, your story, the value that you have, there are people out there who need to hear your story. There are people out there who need to know your hardship, your struggle, and how you came out and just bloom. People who are where you once were. People who are about to make the same mistake you made. And your voice could be the difference. They heard your story. You gave them an opportunity, a platform for them to learn, so that they don't do the same mistake that you did. So don't hide your story. Own it. Use it. Let it be a tool for change, not just in your life, but in the lives of others. I keep telling people, you know, people who love writing, if you're an author, be proud. If you are a storyteller, be proud. Don't hide your story. Don't hide your story. Own the story with confidence. Use it. Let that story take you far. Go, move out of shame. Let it be a tool for change. It has already changed your life. Now do it for other people. Don't feel embarrassed when we're inviting you on this platform to share your story and be like, oh, the whole world gonna know me. The whole world gonna know what I did. No. You are creating a change for other people. Right? You are creating change for other people. Now, I want us to speak directly to two groups of people listening this morning. First, to those who have been incarcerated and are trying to rebuild. This is your message. I want you to acknowledge that I see you and I hear you. And I want you to know you are not alone in this journey. Your past does not cancel your future. Your mistakes do not define your worth. You still have more time. You still have purpose. You still have the ability to create a life that can be profound. A life that you can be proud of. A life that can use as a tool to be a better person again. It won't be easy, but it is possible by the choices that you make. And secondly, to those in the society the employers of any employment market, the community members, the families, we, the friends. I need you to understand this. When someone leaves the correctional facility, they are not just looking for a second chance. They are looking for an opportunity to prove that they have changed. Because reintegration is not just the responsibility of individuals. It is a collective responsibility. It is a collective responsibility that all of us, we have to partake. If we truly want safer communities, stronger societies, then we must create that path, those pathways for people to rebuild their lives. Because when people are given opportunities, they contribute. When people are given opportunities, they grow. When people are given opportunities, they become part of the solution and not the problem. So this morning, this Sunday, as we reflect on rebuilding life after incarceration, I want to leave you with this message. That rebuilding your life is not just about erasing your past. It's about rising from it. It's about taking everything you have been through, the pain, the lesson, the growth, and using it to build something better. It's about choosing every single day to move forward. It's about understanding that no matter how long the journey, no matter how many years I have spent into incarceration, no matter how difficult the road, you still have the power to become who you choose to be. People have a lot of different stories because it differs from person to person. It differs from situation to situation. And that will make you unique. It will make you different. And on that note, before we go for, before we invite Mr. Elias in the studio, I need us to go for a short break so that we can listen to a song for a few minutes, and then we can come back. Enjoy. Just how I said it, that we'll have a guest on board to contribute and to add to what all that I have said from the beginning when I was highlighting the story of you rebuilding yourself, rebuilding your identity after the correctional facility or after your release from the correctional facility. And I told you that we will be having a guest, Mr. Elias Thomas, who I'm so proud that he always take time out of his busy schedule just to come and share his journey here. And Elias, na tuku popife. Se tu kutambule pomo me po ho hala pongo na wa
ndo hala pona me me mo hala potu
eh ay tu hala pona wa
ya lo
okay ay fiko talent de gay pine
ay fiko lidi na wale la
fiko ile na wa
eh
okay ay mutunga ne peta me konga ne lela lela pa pamwe atukwinzele ngone ove utu kuchapenda mkwa mana tukupa ndulengo ilele shiwa kufomito ndeto ya nana na tango nga shoshi ningishito opo upi kilenga neno kukala ho kwa takanifa no kuyanjanga o malongo koshiwa na shetu neneto kwa labio yetu hiyo igele fema omo nana mondari nda jano kutumbula kucha unene otuna kupandula no kukwa shiripaleka ova novo veli hava anje oma hokololo mena chane ngala mwenye davu oteko kuchane hokololo ne hokololo la chane ngeipi he hokololo lilitali longo shonu hava shike olilitali longo shonu ngala mwenye wae olilitali shenjo ngala mwenye yonu nde ovo umwe umavo wakala nana na ko kodolongo yodolongo nani mbela po na tango to hala sasa unani hatu katuno vampu igini vapendishi havona naka kefimbo velipo radio tunava mwava kalapo uvelino kulitula mokupu ikina setuna ngovo na tango vape toa tel na vavelipo mefukulo nena kuchambela ve eshina na oshikando osho walina na walombwelelo wa shivishula kucha peifenga omivelo damanguluka pita mongaha otoike umbo koni mango ne shwa kalam moje dure dulongo na ne bela na tango ndisho hatu popinana ove to rebuilding identity yoe unwe na tango to utunguru lako nimeshwa pitamu ashikondana ngo tutameko opo kucha manga ndishi tushikusho una ukala wakala ngo no madzira dzilo e mangela doe e plena doe kucha no ha meshike ndamanguruka ondala na tango unu wange ndiku utungulule munkalo wachanga ha bela beta teriesa kwa ni mangoni edulungo na ni shuwa pita mungoni nga ondewe ya wa manguru kwa mivire deku manguru kila ngone ngo mitoyo mbela oto ipopi kwa li uudite nga yalipi walu na madzira jilo mungeli meli nga yalipi
nandipandule nepeni
iya yeah.
Amena amena ni ngago non kulo mo studio kadi si valio mpe
o shili shili
ya o e polo li wano a shili o shikucha o kukala monele ilinga sho tu atumbra ya dalongo
ok
ngenge uli mo o du kukalo ne mangela bihapu topangere ngo kucha una ne andi tima nelo mu ndina kalanda ka commission ngala mwenye ange ngali
iya
tachi mbulu motoki anda una emangera diapo oddo toka kulila munye ngi wado molwa ongalo toka anga oponji
iya
tachi shino uchange nguli mo monelo mo Olimo mika kae pangelo no ke pangelo
Okay
Na stoke ya ne ponja pa toka kaloli mo Oze mwene Sorry am bidave mwene
Yeah
Oze Yambi didayo no dalo le no shono sho Okuchoma dira dirwa mwete simbwa to dira diro mango limo dorongo Au nene nana mahapo to dro kaloli toka kufa mo ba mwe
Yeah
Gaje tame ndakala ndili moshili. Ndatame ka ilonga yange. Yomo ndakala ndili modelo yo kupangela lusheno.
Yeah.
Oh, isi ndatame ko ndatame ka kanda ka pa ndine shi vola shaka mo kupangela lusheno. De monko komo ko edula dili na tumoto andilongo. Pamwe no anambiro wa odelongo. Ndakamona eshivo.
Yeah.
Neshivo ndakamona. Ndakakala nokuine kirwayo. Wana mberoa ovo hatulongo nao. Tadru kutumange nokuli. Pi mapena nando lusheno talitere. Pi lopeno lusheno la dinga. Umba taliwaya limba.
Yeah.
Tadru kutumange po. Zili amandike. Nesho vei nekila muame kucha. Ashishe ndi neshivo mbusho pae.
Ok.
Na chenete pulolo ye kucha. Emangela. Editakala ne onu onga ngenge totimo kucha. Wadila atila kwa ninganga iti. Ame ushino ucha ngengo tolo mshironga ndo shironga ushihole.
Yeah.
Nena unuka awaya na shoko mesho.
Ok.
Ndakala, ndakala non na ilonga wa ilonga wa lusheno ndishi. Ni ilonga wa ntidindi hole ne ngono. Madiladiro angema kujamo. Nda, zila adirege kucha. Pengu, ndatate kalunga ngele otashishiva. Ndele, ndaka mono mito, oyo tuwe inga shindidila adila. Ndino kalande ki ilongifa. Ame ndiye kwa mesho nongala mwenye ange. Opo ndi dure kukalanda kalonga. Ulushe nonga situa ndishirongo fiyo taifu.
Ok. Ya, natango epulo natango taizi mkucha. Teiti esho opo ikewa ya ululuamu ikewa pitamu uno kanjato kwa etoi. Uvu vya kukusha keneka vya kukusha keneka. Unike zira zira olo kucha, oto kaninga shashina shanonke shefa we?
Shosho nana, lela.
Tatelea sa?
Yes, nene.
Oka. Natuyo po kucha, eshi ni wajamo wapitamo ningo nengaho? natango ndisho una nomadzila diloma pe ne plena ngo do dipe ushikucha no ame shekenda monomito amelia sa tomasa ushondina na nashi ndina uka ninga po ishopo nditungulonga na mwenye wange mbela wai witala kwa nana ongonu ilinga helipi pamadzila dilo ndosho nasho osheku vatelanga helipi oponana utungulonga la mwenyewe kuja atuje scratcha oko scratcha ni kapene heke dasha kucho handi utameke loko handi pikile kwa shilo handi ningenge ipi ngipi shashi jimulele edulo longo na nendishu waka la mwenye ndi eshito ya wahala nana kuningana nile nchi utato kutamika ngone wangala mwenye ngasho ndisho lungengo witu mbulule wia mbule wapumuka honingisha kashinana watu usha no onambia kureshina facility oye kulonge kida ukale ngo una kini matudruku kini ngilapo ni ingala duwe ngasho watu ucho honingini ni mawe inashano malushenu ndeto mbela oeshenda nana nga helipi oponana ndeto kufongatu nde watameka nde watameka kulongi ilonga weno sho no sho kutameka nana petameko penya kuna shike nande nande ongonu wajike kukoreshi na facility mbela po ishe ndanga elipi na sho hashikuwe diloma diloma changa elipi
chetetoza shikucha nandipandwe tate kalunga oshesi otakutua kalunga ishe kunoni na yeshilipo
iya
mkuja kwa ngea memo mwanelo yoto yo yevzulo ngalo ndia kwa familia nge nanda ya njayo oma yele ngo kwa familia nge vata truku vati lange andi wulikire ngo kucha kwa tonda chako drongo ndia ndakara ngo kwa drongo ule simbolisi kwa hapa ndakala ngo hamzi longele ini maili ngaha nongaha
iya
nopaife ne ngaha nina nande oshandina tandidruku ya komesho ngeenge opena utadruku vatelange oshimali wango ilo keshe kwesta druku vatelange
iya
tatrungo kupanga amedidruku ya komesho nasho
okay.
Andi pandula o brother ange
okay mangana tanga tuturo po tadelesa eshi ni wapita monga kwali wale natango wiwete onga onunya ilemo ilonunwe mpepe katadru kwa kuyambula bongala mwenye waendi tadru bayi kushuna kwa kwaje fala modolongo
eshi ndapita mangi nandipita nokuli mulo ikaye simbanda ka andiri modolongo mo
iya yeah.
Ndakala andi pula ngala mwenye ndakala ndenda nayo. Nanda mwono kucho ngala mwenye ndakala ndenda nayo. Ndakala ndiri mwono ngala mwenye ndakana nengo no.
Iya.
Na shinenda pita. Ondita yale mefameli kucha. Mopa ife ngaha. Ondakumbwa kulunduru lo ngala mwenye wange. Opo ndidule kukala onu. Mpe ehe li mefanolo. Nga sholo ndakala ndayile. Nalo motoro.
Okay. Ya, opo tatelesa natango pamwabapu hini ovala ngo kudakucha mbela omuju wa shike kwa lime kukwata ilo wa shakeneka mechina nao alukila ngo ni mo wamo nangwa ni mangulu kolo ino kwa alukila moshuana moju inashango ni nima inashanando kulo no malungula na shungi ima hatu mwono teipopo wako malungula kono shono shota iduku kwa kukuzifana ilo kukwatonga la mwenyewe ini maina shano makwata kani no makwata fano pakati kwa vanu no vanu family onkulu kaziwe nanto kuli ngeo onkulu kazi ini maina uli watele nanto kuli utakucho wa expectinga expectation kucha wae unako ningirwa shananto kuli nino shi ningirwa ilo shi mengosha edapu mbilo mopsa kazi nana melipi ovyo uliwasha kene kanana kumbinga wa shimashu manga to wala ngo kutungulo ngala mwenyewe mashongu wa shike mupsa kaja shike no ya matambula kongei bilo wemaya ndana nanga elipi
mashongu mahapu
iya yeah.
lotete oleli kuja otodungo ukala pende nde omapotso ovanu otadungo kukulo malaka mapu malaka mai yepu yebudungo kudifana yi nda chande jimburuka efikoli mwe nda yango pompunde topo ponginga po
okay
ndete ngwa menu bamwe ba amati sasa ngone ndere ngopo kabata apo
yeah
aye okay mbuje ditakulat
yeah
eshi naka popja ndero papa ko tula kwa kapotle ke mokola mena mandi mo dite mwe sita pop
yeah
aye mbuje ditakulat ativa ke ni man
yeah
osho ni nandi tula ko konti manana ni ronti nyamukuli ronti ni ngashigeka ndefa andi komesho ya she potelo wena alona na tali tali jifonu naika
yeah
ongenge shapo inwende polokala ma dia didroku uzulonu opo erika ndeke kini mayo ajiru mapot
okay
ya jipe fimboli mwe on motapopi ala unyamo kule ye epete lo problema obuka shuneyo na tango kone loko toko wakala no nando epute epete kushindi
ya
ongeno mapoto pe fimbali mwe ono oigi na olinga ike obete iko mwesho na ongala mwenye oe ya iku ushino kucha ove shitula laka neno tala laka neno shiki epoto nege tapopi shikia tashino nepo kucho tatu kane ilo tashiki ilo to ningishiki osho kashina shita omo uneno omo muneno mashongo ndasa kene kao
oho
no shitivali o mashongo gwane omo family esi mburi munu ata dru kukuda nekelo shima
iya
mala o mashupe shita kafika ono shima shupare kuda nekela ite shiningi ilo ite kunyamu kola vayu no kuli shima shano shima shupare kuda nekela
iya
Paifene ongonu ozo washiva ngono onuwa nuno washiva kuchongala mwenyu ilinge iti.
Yeah.
Iyo druku ya kuhanduka. Ushino kuchongala onso ni ya handuka. onso na nandeke. Nandeke nde wen ningeke nai.
Yeah.
Nde koni mewa kefimboto cheke. Oh mepeni. Tambulo kaya tambulo kambulo taka.
Keno ngone bati.
Kena oso na kena ngone.
Yeah.
Ongene na mimo familia nge. Na wakucho oda mekela nge dina ningila ngesha. Ilo veri ngopu amende kena shiva ningilo kena. Ta popzomala keli ngeenya na ngeenya. Kanji nafiku njiva kwa kelo ngone. Oshieshi. Uma dilo atate kalunga au madilo nu.
Yeah.
Dimwelomo mafiku ovo ta sheke no ta ninge shike. Ovo ta vya kutengoro kwa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, atatelesa ngash kwa ito limengo nda fanati kwao. Umongani waholo la kuchere. O familia oyo yekutambula ko ndena tango yala ngo yekutambule ko pambelewa. Yikuni ingile ngoke ima konu mawako cha no, welcome back home brother lo welcome walu kila ki umbotate nosho mbela mangane natango efikolu inalifika ilo ina avakani nga natango shi ima shonga wa mbela ovakala no kukoyambidi dange ipi during your transition anana eshu waja kodolongo na shu walu kila ki umbo ini maya shenja mumbo mnanu vameva pe munu na vameva dhala monokuli na vene kuove mwene washina kuwa nifashike wakufa okuyambidi tapo no kuyambula pongala mwenyewe ongo meyambidi doli mwe lili kumweno family
ya mo kukala pangame o tekimbo amende amodolongo
yeah
inandimo nanando problema ko family yange ote itina dokoli itenyangwa kuyambidi dange
okay
o family yango yakala no kuyambidi dange omanga ndili ko koshid ko go babisha
yeah
ya shame washaka ngwa adira ko babisha Seno familia yango ya kalidi mo venduka. Ai dro kuya kwa me ku jake mo maka. Mm. Te ya pa me ku tela ke poko poko babi.
Yeah.
Na shindekea ne ndaka jako babi sha nja mo venduka. Familia ngina tanga ya kala te uya kwa me.
Mm.
Na shindaka jamo na tango ndaka ya komalinda. Na tango omeambi jido. No nandi have ya.
Mm.
Ke man be did the opposimaliwa.
Yeah.
Baba do putuma upon the drapey and be did that if more on the remote along.
Okay.
Gotasia nepo, pefiku, lo, le tambuleco, mo family.
Yeah.
Oba kulunu vangota te kulu.
Yeah.
Dengra Mongoji, no Palombrang, Pucha, Tekuruang, Wakala, Moderongula, Simborifico, Paliwi Hanga, Ulimoshi, Mungu, Shonyeka, or Matua,
yeah,
Opopina, Rapuniva, Mora, Fila, Moderongo, Rapila, Moshining Bani Momotom,
yeah,
depending on the Tate Kalunga, Ove, Wakupa. No waya kiumbo kwa manguruka wama nostrafa wa iku watu waya dunova nane onge otala tukuni ngile o shitu fia mbelelo
iya
okupandula tate kalunga kwa shishosho sendapo na ashe kupa omito na tango yoku manguruka manele omu
okay.
Wali ove uye ukarepa mwenashe na tango nga ashitu walipo omanga paline ya motoro
ok
Ola, ola popcha bakalon tumbata popi. Ta tulaponefi kukucha, ola laponingirange oshitu shosho tosho.
Iya.
Masipeli angati.
Paife nana, mangana natangu tulu pata teliasa, opo patu di, opo ponana haipopi ino kucha. Ovi oli onguwa nilao, weteko, uno familio eta idruku kudzila adzila. No family te druku kuhambelela kuche oh wani wa aluka ndena tango savo pe kutambula ko mo family otwala tuku ya mitena tango ye commission tango dumbo wapeni ne vakweni vamwe ngashikona dawo nokushitumbula naye kucha ngengo or integration na ono ku integrate ke eshingona alukela ne mo ngo moshwa na munga iya hijeke konwe yemwene o eambidi do halidzi kutsenya tusheni o family o kaume o aleli kutanova pama isulwa kalo kushanova pashikishike o community atusheni kumwe hatuhanganeni opoto solving tukanduli ponkundu onumba iloka upikilo uningwe vailoka ningwe shikishike ndatu ti ove tatelesa onga uli ongonelao wajana na konje dilone na tango family ilino kukuyambidida Opena na tango wakwenye wova jako Krishna facility Nde kena onyambiditi Shashanu ventala wakucha no Ono ex-convicta ono Offender ono Longi wikulumuna Ngasigone wajana kuposa kucha Eshi walipuka mba Vopunye ikendo ono Vobembu didakulado Vovava nengashikishike nga onga onga ho Teiti okulina tango tashongwa Koma shongo Shashikena nano onyambiditi Oteko, mbela apoto teyasa, etu mwala kalashike wuna ke family dovanu, ilo ke felende dovanu ovelita vayambi didwa, kucha ovovena kukwa felo nunga ayoko mesho. Mbela etu mwala kalashike nana una apo, ilo, ya, etu mwala kalashike wuna na pongao.
Etu mwala kalanga mendino ledeke kucha, oshi kucha mwonga la mwenyo. Kamu nani aninge poko kwa?
Yeah.
Malo nungenga kwa ninge poko. Wadulu kulipula epoko alwa ninga.
Okay.
Nde tadulu wakushenja mungala mwenyo ya ningire poko. Yesa kwa ninga yona tangu ini miwa nawa.
Hmm.
Etumala karanga mwadedeke kucha. Inamwe kila shoga nuwe nyorove ni medrongo.
Yeah.
Kendabale ni okubayambi jida. Oku wapukulula kutya oshima she otuku hole oshima shuaninga oshweke tu yele
yeah
onge otala shito dimonelo motomo utule ukala walondula obe oke lifore vali moshima nga shoshe shuaningile yashi onungenge peife omwe mwefa de takala ike ngaho shashi mwacho mwopa ningo shima shimo family
yeah
onno paninga shike mo family lo kumo shwana ndo nota mumwesa ike nde takala ngaho nena kashili nao
yeah
nomo bibelo takutiwa ngo kutya onti wefe ni manga dutekele opongo pamwe tawi mango na nuve nyobo tu veli mone lo motomo no na ndu wete ngo kucha onjo ulipo alemba ino utetopo manga kenda bale nyoku utekela opo udule opu ima o ima che ite itruku duwa moshuana dimwelo mo mafi poto
ok
ndele ina kenda bale oku mwefa mpukululeni poteni nae mtarele ipo opo mkungo mwenyo nye mumuli kilonjila ya pumbwa kwenda na kucha oshima ashinda ningile na mimbole mane pole fiumba eke isha pumbwa kulonduluwa ame ntie shifole vazi
yeah. Okay. Ewa, natawa ne kakake ofke ex-offender ngone ovu ngone veli mo ndisha tumana kalo line ngone lova ya mbidi dile family nosho nosho hava ngone natango veli ngone vaha vea ndi kene kwenye mbidi diwasha mbela voto ntonkumo na nanga yalipisha shuma shongoma hapu ndi onu miha mumne keno mito yoku mwane konu tati oh tala mwame wa konoku wa yanoku oma shongo mahapu nde pa moto dungo kuningonga dino numba no numba no numba mbela vene a fellow ex-convict angone zikweni ove mbelo teba alombo nena na shikeshi na shangone unwa kare no nkumo yopo ngo keki yange ashune na nake panjala ilingali kululi tono mbele nena mbela shiketa teleasa tumala kala shiko uva nine
tumala kala menti na ko kwa na dongwa waveli meni siyo paife umune fimboli wanatango fimbolo mwakumba kuli longisa umanga muli menyo omotomo nye muli jila jile na wakucha kwa shima shishe tifange mwane lomu kwa shima shiringe ipi
okay.
Bipula kucha ungala mwenyewe ungala mwenyewe wanawa wapumba kuya ponje tokalonga lo family yoye hava venuno na numa udalu wavo ne brother daone sister davo njelo shi maasho toshi ninge ngewe lipula nana no tompombe tewe nana shua nangalapo wapumba ku nangalapo mbetewe ndia pipula nana no kucha ame Mr. Eliasha mengondo kukalandiri mwe dorongonga
iya
mwe dorongo mune mitoji hapo do kulonga wana mbele wavo wotorongo haya nje ye mitoji ilonga ngele waka mwana wa mwana poka mito kalongifa weli tulamo
okay.
Opo una toka manguru kama nelo motomo toka dula kulongifa oka mitoko ove udure kuya komesho nga okay. Shitoa mende shininga nga kala modelo mwono kulu longo ilonga andilongo nondiri peife andilongo jina no kamba ni yange no kuli oyo nda patulula peife mba menda ja modelo ngo
yeah.
Nonda pungwa kuya komesho ni ilonga ngashi oyo toyo
okay.
Ni nangengo nulimo dorongo nduno mito yokulongi ilonga. Longa weli tulamo. Domo meshiri vomo shima asho tolongo. Opo unatoke ya ponje. Avi druku kanja nongo jiange. Opo. Kesho utaka pumbwe kwa folange.
Yeah.
Andi druku kupa omaele pucha. Una ukalawa shenda nga elipi. Opo nana udure kuya komesho nongala mwenye oe. Opo udure kupatula na doku yo okambani oe.
Okay.
Of Ukalodi, Bobby Mene, winning a Kong on a Bobby Mene no Poli.
Yeah.
Nambanga to cookie and Jamoke Puyelopina.
Okay.
No Nangenge, Kesheto, Teki Hanga, Tadimo Drongo, Dodi Mene Shivo. Of what Dreku Dengerange?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did Drekum for Maele. Opo e keri falari mongalonga shoyo kwa hiyo mturi famoto rango.
Ok. Tote liye sa onga shinguwa ni wajano kutumbu la kucha. Oh, nambio kwa shina services iluwa nambelo avu. Wavanje mito dihapu. Disho hatu popine oku rebuildinga, oku tungulula ongu shuyo nuvali. Eshi wajano monje dililo. Wavanje mito dihapu. Dina shangoni kucha ofi mbele utoka na wahala na kuningana na lela shiki chuku jo mnamo mune opportunity je famo hani ngini maoma lusheno gasobena na wakufo mitomini maoma lusheno monga ho yokupangela vamo mo agriculture vamo kuninge scopa vamo kuhikila vamo kuna emitodi hapo nai mbela ove o unongo o nana wamona kukoresha na fasili choko wekuwa telanga helipi eshi walu kila moshu wana no wekuni ngonu elinga helipi no watu mulo langa ito ngala mwinyoe eshi watamukule panjalo lipi
ame unongo unda pewa kuja mezolo ngalo andu pandula nengono kusheshi unga shinde shipoto tetame kukucha Eshi ndea moto longwa mera kwa indishi kulongo lusheno.
Iya.
Ndea mope ife nga ha. Ngeengo ndapo pikucha omumbwa nga pimbela nda wa yalinga. Efi mbwa menda jamo moto longo. Nda wa yalinga omumbwa afika kwa hamano pa ife.
Iya.
Okuche shivolo. Eshi weke nda kufakuja moto longo. Andi drukuli longifa. Ame ndidure kumonombolo te ange ndiye tepo shitafula okupa unwana wange oshoyo kwa familia ange kwa kukupa kwa kuja kwa ame
ok Bela etumwa la glashika uni nene ovo velimo paife nga kaa velimo nje dilo ndi ovelita vaningisha ilo veliva teko mkumo ilo vapumango kuwa damu yetu mwala katali ziku tateka Eliasa pola dio ngo opongo opongo na vovaya mbuke monana ndi tatami yukuni ngasha kukwafelo enga na mwenyo davu
yetu mwala kalangamo lede kuche ina mpumba kute onmino pumba kute kwa mkumo
iya yeah.
Ngenge uwete kucha ulipo njeshili ndi uwete kucha uwete kucha ongala mwenye unoka awi Ui kalanga elipi. Famo poma kupilo. Ue tengo kucha. Olie ino kala batirange mo family. Otoduru kudenga ungozi. Nga shindeshi potla kuchandiki ya nja peta pekulilo.
Manga ulio ponga o. Pamoto dulungo hakesho mwetaka dulungo kaeno no mola we. Pamwe okweanja ngo, nga shingo ndisho volingo tonyanga dalango penya na penya. Popena nuva mevene ike kuchaka. Ndisho kwa jomo nje dilo okuleke mumbo. En the moli mumbu ito ningisha the motu lo mala kako family. The motu kwa tuwa koma zila dulungo kukava kava lini maova nilo kukani ngali ni mewete dugushu na kodulungo. Bele ton kumola shiketo vape.
Kungumu waleleke kucha embele opo dili na embele wanga ashote dido kansela
iya
na papadu ungo kuanjo makwafo ono toipo ngono madila dilo mawa
iya
kucha ame mita evia sandiri nga patako dolongo ndapumbwa eambiti do bidinga Nesi murimu kanchila na zaduru kukuwa tereke kuchoo ngenge ni mkwetu waja kwa dolongo no inopumbwa hali kushuna kwa dolongo ashitoshi popi.
Yeah.
Kwa penangonu ilonga ili hapa. Kamu tu dulu kau kalah kalau menang dia silong kasi. Oke to, mana pengom ombol atau mana tu ikut mesum na utara kuca. Esio doa la kula la kanena. Tu ikut mesum na songa elit.
Iya.
Dele, aku cai ke kucanggenge. Oke kunasha ilonga. Dele uno madila dila nata kau kucanan jendi kawak. Nina otoka mwana uishu na kwa dorongo. Kode simpone yali toka kala kwa paise. Itoka kala kwa simponga asholololo wa kala kwa nali. Ashi mbaluka kulupileko. Ashi mbaluka fileko. Omanga kwa liu nomito. Yoku waluluka. Ongala mwenyeo e. Noku itu lako ndodo. Ito ipasha mwashuwani.
Yeah.
Tumala kalango edege kucha. Kenda baleni? Apa tokong topulu topungwe kwa fo. Ove topula omaele.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, mapoto na kweda pongo nata kucha kucha. Natawa natui honge ni kukala hatu wangaleni. Mi hongi onumba, me semi na donumba. Omuyelo mwilo muhakata yanjwa munga. Menasha ne mito dilonga. Menasha ne mito dokuta mege ngeshefa detu. Omahanga no mumeli mahapu maapu. Oto druku talelapo. Ove natango tokufango no mito. To pula pula ngoba kwa nungucha. Oh, kwa itu lino Mr. Elias anando kuliko kodolongo ya peni penyo. Kundi enko ito kwa jamo nale nale. Pamwena nzi nkonge natango. Ame nzi mwone ngucha. Ame nzi pikine ngo kwe ngucha. Ano nko tuovo shenda na nanga helipi. Wote ko, ya, yeah. Pamene tango madira dilongo ne, umetadulanto kulikulongife. Zatelesa, opo na tango pamato dilonga ne ku, shivishilo ova puikini kucha. Mbela ave, eshungone wamo ne mangulukulo e, walo kilangone moshua na munga. Okwa ipeno mito imwe, opo inimayali taende na wa. Ilo madila o mangela wa yeyo numbango plena wa yengo wa yungu ipleni ngango letoka watela ndoshi minashenda na wande itoka lwafa wala kuteko nkumo nungiwe wateko nkumo uwe ambula pona nanga helipi
alushe madila dilo ngeto dila dile ihe yanga ashwa dila dila
iya yeah.
Mefembori mwe oto dila dilo kuningoshi ima maala itoka shakishida mwisho okuwishi ningi taifene uno ukala walitoashi kwa mkumo kucha ok ngeenge upo indala kuni ngo shima shiringa kwa shima shota chipulana ndo shimaliwa
yeah.
Ndapulo family yange upo idule kuyambititange mwa shima shiringa ndo family kapena umwa waya mbititange ndina ukalanda ningangaliti Okashona kwa mandi andilongo ucho taka pole mwezi dili mbali ucho taka pole mwezi dili natu nandi hindi dimikire puko opo ndi dule kuwa nifapo madila dilo wa manda dila dila wako ningi
yeah.
Ya jipe fimboli mwe ono to dilu kukara wala kuni ngo shima na icho shima shota shipula nandoma oze eyo vili mwe shawala kuninga malave odurege kumonoshi maluwa shoma fereli ya wali ngenge neka penote kuya mbidida okashona koto mono kalango hokufapo toka tulangote
yeah.
Esheketa zikafika ke mweje jito lalaka nene okashi maluwa shoma shi wangifu
okay.
Obo toduru kuya komesho na soto tulukula la kanyana au nene pitu la mufamili usino uja mufamili pe fimboli mwe hai famili diapu adido kuyambi jitafana
iya
yeah. E famili diapu kesho umo kule ike noka ngutukae ongene gengo obo umune la oshili kuna famili idruku adido kuyambi jitafana
iya yeah.
Obo todruku maala ngengo wete kucha mufamili yoeni ano vele iku ungutu kesho umo kule ikenu no na wae kesho umo kule ikenu no leina yae kenda para shike kasho na koto mono opo dure ku ya commission nako onze udure ku ya mbitida apa to dure ku ya mbitita nas
okay mhm ya lisho mashongo mapo ni tadeles ngisho nda kwenda jana kutumbula kucha ngenge onutopu hino shima kuja kovanu ilo kuja moshiwana oshikwa tela kucha ove mbela o mindset awe kwa haishi kushikufa ponge ipi ngeo ta kutuwa umwi ndena weta vela kucha avo umwi honingi ke umwi ngenge pifa nda kucha oh ndoka donoka wako ilo kama choka wako ndena ave mulu vio ilo watambla kucha heno na mwondzimua mwondzimua shiri honingi ke umwa opena nopo nye hamu ifanando kuli ae unaona nashi weshi shake neka odo vwana ovo washike kwa jitu washike
a big criminal
ado pifano criminal pifano ma jamo dolongo pifano longi wikulumu na mbela osho na nasho washiku ngenge neteto ya tutopikini ni mafanga toyulwa washiku dzimbulu kifilo njoko yoye wakala watu mbako mapepo ende toyekele shikwinya ilo momitoe ngenge pifamisha acha ngota telia sa washiku dzifana nanga helipi
ushino kucha omangino pita madrongo
iya
Pena e crash a John no truco pela.
Ok.
Puxa, aí foi o cane machuá, né? O tosh casa que neca uma poteiringa, nonga. Nonga, uma popso, o no calawa, e no canal caloringa.
Ok.
E longo ali anjua, o puninga chapu non tem cucut. Malangengue, o atambola com siria shot no trombo, o puxa, ok. Ove onga we a modrongo wa vaka otoka shake ne kama popchata ko roma la kama inai
tia
we a modrongo pa tonuke ngono otoka shake ne kama popcho tu la ku chongo ngkwati wa nuke ngono
iya
we a modrongo wa dipayo no ki mano te ku mata chao dipayo
iya
ove ne ongonu wa pitame krasho dotodo ino pumba kuya komeshono ulipule no nuta popinga waka nandi popche oshi chashi mwemara pa mwashingo akutiwa omga ngengo ya korwa ilala kanola yo kuweda onu ne ngengo ta popini mili ngao onu otopcho okunu ufemba waku popcha ito yimo shipala moku potso ma potso aeka.
Iya.
Ye na potso aeke. Oshese ko obushi kucha shitolala kane nove. Nande ne uwe kucha o kriminala. Ota shipa fashiki.
Mhm.
Onu ote kulo kriminala ku mula yiko mafiku masho na yike te ate pole kwa fopo.
Ok.
Ja shove shitolala kane ne taisi. Obo aningo numpe. Otolongwe shisha pumbwa moshuana. Eshita shetapo. Efimbori mwena tango na ewaka la ponje na kudu ule wefimbori sholo. Itaduru kushetapo sholo etapo.
Pia.
Onge, inopumba kuwa lino nutapo pika.
Mm-hmm.
Uhanduki ilu ninge sike. Ove kaiki ushukucha. Eshi tolalaka nene sike.
Okay.
Mbapo pio kwa akala. Woku unoka la wafia.
Okay. Yeah, aye. Shina shangwane nyishingenge pamekesho umwe oshongwele ama handi tu kudzimbulo gini mayanda ina ndo kwenzi needula shima ndeshi ningirwa zine edula hamano dinedula heyali yimwini maudi yi yimwini matai hokifa ngeke katele so todulu kudzimbuluka nango ali onedulo longo obongaho mangano kwino yakonje dzililo mangino kwino kwino ane no committing no crime yo yevakola homatiwa shonga ndishi yeah mbela oka nave wali onedulo dzililo longo pomitopo no pei finga ya shiwalo kwa haja kwa nje dirilo. Ngeno kana kwa ove muka wete paife kusha. Ah, meeli yasa paife nga nedula dirilo nongo. Otoka longo ele shike. Shina chaneo kololo loyeshi wa. Waya kwa nje dirilo. Kwa nye kwa dulo nongo longo nane. Waluka. Mbela paife ngengo to duluna na kushuna monima. Depi talove mwenu mwaka matike nedulo longo. Iloke nedula ungo iloke nedulo longo na natu. Otu ilombo ele nana shike.
Edula dodo nana dono ni navala ku dako.
Yeah.
Navala ku dako shashi kene shivo. Kene shivo shashi wina lombero.
Mhm.
De simbolo ove unedula didiopo onu na tanguli mofikola.
Yeah.
Wapumba kuli honga opo tule kukaya mbitira kulunu veno. Nendenge doye.
Okay.
Mala ngengo wata mige kudana uka ngashi oshe tava takala turi mefi kolando takala atu dana uka kutoki ihanga waka nifongala mwenyewa ye toka kala teo wano kuyu nukuno na wapwe nyowo mwakala hamshikola navo
yeah
kasha toka anguno na wapwe nyowo hamshikola navo ovo mulingona wame karashana wapaifo
ok
kutoke vangata ashingile hauto donzilo Kwe toka chao kwa yo class later angolo.
Hmm.
Mala wa kale liko tombo, tombo liko tombo peka mbabu.
Hmm, hmm.
Ongala mwenye wei kupula shine ngono.
Yeah.
Chashi ino wala kulitula mofikola. Ovudule kulihonga. Ukaka leo na nangashi. Ovamu ya muu wetele la kucha. Oh, apote. Nango nmeli na wanani mpori hapa.
Hmm.
Etumala karanga mwaledeke kucha. Kuno notuwe tovo vashonavo.
Hmm, hmm.
Na gadi tule miongo lavo.
Yeah.
Opo vadule kukamona oyi nati. Oyo yuwana wate drukutunga e ngala mwenye dawa kwa mesho.
Okay.
Ya shingengo ve titula mo mokudano uka nga shishia wata kala no kudano uka.
Hmm.
Ote ki hanga. Ya kama ki ni mayanu. Wawaka leve tufetwa kakala medo ngule we drulongo na neda pitapo.
Yeah.
Ndeshi topiti peife nga kuna ikeshu na nenandi.
Hmm.
Onge, etumala kamungo edeye kucha. Malo dedu, litule ni mama ongo.
Hmm.
Nye, mudure kukavatila wa family deni.
Yeah.
Mwakea, ange, medolongo. Nye, muka manepuma fiumbweni.
Okay. Eh, ngashini tafika mangane poshi... Parangi longo neshetu hii isho sonda hawa nina patu popingane kucha. Okutungu longa ya mwenyewe, rebuilding your identity. Kwa ni mangoni waja kodo longo. Bela nina ave tateliasa. Eshingoni wamo ni manguru kolo e. Ndi toalu kile ngono e. Keumbo, tolongu ilonga yoe. Bela nina pita le ngona ndomespi ngomo. Wete kuhui wete ngove mwene. Hokala uwe deshike oho limo nonga helipi shina sha unenene panjalo yolo lipe watameka de no 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 ne mangela deo do wahala kutpikilana do opo utu ngululonga la mwenyewe kukale uvali wafa onu inya onale wii unyaka la kodolongo inya mbela homono nana shike ngenge nina wafika maike mespili omonde pitale kucha ay amengonga hano Mbele homono na anashike, osike na anashike kutonkumo, kutikila no kutungu no kaa na tango topikile. Kue dako ngodopi, kwa imwe no imwe konga la mwenye wende fiyo na vetoki yanga olipondo dokucha ae, osho nana ndaha langana amenzikali.
Mokuita lakwa nga mwene, peife shandita renga, vete kucha, nga la mwenye wango teiko mesho nao.
Yeah.
Taiko mesho nawa osho shie nanande o malanduli.
Ok.
Pefimboli nyono toto chongala mwenye wete iko mesho shawato shingi hoteo ndilo.
Hmm.
otoja tofewa malo atango ko ndimba kuchapa kwa ishikulwa
yeah
unango hoto wila na ndo mwedwa jako mala mumwenyo mwinya unango madira drenya kuti atima penya ndakufima okula ndo hoste pamwe tapatingo ve oshima shimwe sho shishikulenge mope isabe shanditele mesipidi ya papa pakucha oi longa yango ya mandi longo kesi longa na tatike kalunga azino karanti longa oyo iena na ndo shishikuli sasa
okay
nongene osho ashike ndala didire ku ya commission nasho amendi kalendina onkumo mwashisho wa ndilongo didure na tango kulonga na tango nuno na omuvelu mwa familia yange mwa familia yango mununu na vapu ya ulongo vedi asike momo umbo vene ilonga yasha
iya
onge kwa kanti kenda bala opo ndi kufemo vamwe vomuvo haa veshe vamwe ngovo muvo
iya
ava handi tulukulonga na vo wana tango na wabashi hivi ilonga
iya
wavimo nimeona tango mbolo te yavo tu ota tulukui vatirana
ok Eto mo la kala la skela hone la hone na ngone ko ba bwikini se tu pate ko ta terias.
Eto mo la kala nge la hone no le de kucha. Pandi pandula ola idio yo Aigel FM.
Iya.
Dashi maisha mendalonga. Ngeno kwali kapale o Aigel FM. Ngeno kandi na shindalonga.
Okay.
Andi pandula o Egel FM niwili kwa la mepeni aishoyo maningilange iningile niyo oga kweta wata ekea kwa meko kwa nima
okay.
Inansho unye inaloloka okuvatela oshesha kuchu wango iya wimu ena sipele
iya
ototurungo okuvatela penya na penya ndeo toka manango kuchu onu ndavatela na nimbolio ukeno ima tiwa nawa
okay.
Okucha mwanu vedyo nlongo vayetato tati mongove na oyi matiri nao
yeah.
Onge andi ndireke kucha apa malonga inakulila apo inde niko mesho na tango
okay.
Opo muya mbiti de ova mamemo wata akadja kwa drongo na tango teki angaveli mongalo ya kumbo mava tirweni
okay.
Wawa dure kwa ya komesho wawa sike opo ndoto nga shope ndoto toa pasi ya tulipa isho
iya yeah.
Kwa hike tumara kalange nji nalo
iwa na tukupandule
wawandi pandula mepeni
ok
wawandi pandula yo shiwana shanami bia shesha karano kupuikina koshi etapo eshipe etapo nena
iya yeah.
Nonge nge ondaka alu ondaka monomito na tango Chashamo ndafangwa ne domo Aigel FM mapeife.
Aho Miguel FM ngone peife.
Peife abo ndomo Aigel FM mapeife.
Iya.
Ngengo ndaka monomi no tatango andike mwetela o business kata wange.
Iya.
Kampani yange.
Iya.
Ye ame ndidure yo na tango okuya komesho oku potla kucha. Oshenda nana nge ito pondi efiyo pondo doyo yo kweta po kambani yange. Mulo efimboli kupyolo ame nda jako dorongo.
Ok.
Tangi me.
Eh, watangi tat. Ya, hai, shota shende nga onga ni mprogrammeto your ex-convict diary show. And maybe just before we proceed, or before I reflect on Mr. Kapok, Elias Thomas' story, maybe you can have a short break and then we can work on that.
Thank you. What is that one of DJ Quinn?
Was Makazi with a song, and I hope you enjoy the break. So welcome back, and we have been listening to Mr. Elias, when I've been reflecting on whatever decision that he took, that he's gonna make his life work, and that gonna be really, really helpful on how he is going to rebuild his identity. And it's me, your host, Penembeko Jonas, who is still here with you. And I just hope that we have ex-offenders listening on board, so that we'll be able to know your worth even after that. And if you are listening right now, you as an offender, I need you to fresh out. Even years after your release, I need you to understand that your past may shape you, but it does not have to define you. What matters the most now is what you choose to do next. And the first thing that you need to do, or you need to work on, is your mindset. And I keep repeating that. It is your mindset. A prison can condition you to survive, but not to live. And out here in the society, survival alone is not enough at all. You need a purpose. Be purposeful. You may feel you there are times you'll feel like you are being judged, you are being rejected, or you are even lost. And those feelings are so real. You have heard of how Mr. Elias was emphasizing on that, on how sometimes he met people calling him a criminal, anything that has to make you question your worth, right? But you cannot let those things become your identity. We are speaking about identity. You are more than your record, the record that you have. You are a human being with an ability to grow, to learn, and to contribute. And I need you to start telling I need to start by telling yourself a different story. I am rebuilding. I am becoming. I am rebuilding and I'm becoming a better person, right? I am rebuilding and I'm becoming a better person. All right. We have spoken about rebuilding your life, right? Rebuilding your life. And now I want us to talk about responsibility. Responsibility, right? And this part is not easy, but it is truly, truly necessary. Owning your past doesn't mean pushing yourself forever. It means acknowledging your mistakes and committing to doing better. Just like how any other person want to be a better person, right? It means you acknowledging your mistakes. You are committing to becoming a better person and to do better, right? It means you want to be a better person. You want to do something for yourself. You want to do it for you. You just want to be a better person, right? And how are you going to do that if you are not becoming a better person by yourself? You have to try to do that, okay? You have to try to do that by yourself. People will trust you. They'll even trust you more when they see consistency. Not just by your words. Every small decision that you make, showing up on time, keeping your words, staying out of trouble, building your credibility again, people start trusting you. And they would want to assist you and come in for you so that you be a better person again. Right? Another key area is structure. You know, in the correctional facility, your day was controlled. Here outside, it's up to you. And without that structure, it's easy to drift back into those into those old habits. You need to create a routine. you need to wake up at a certain time, set daily goals, even just the small one that you can accomplish by your own, I mean by yourselves. Whether it's a job hunting, I'm going to look for a job, I want to learn something new, or simply just staying out of alcohol and drugs abuse, right? Staying out of all that will put you into trouble. You can do that. And that will really give an acknowledgement to people that I want to be a better person. I want to change. That is a structure. And it will discipline your new freedom. And I want us to address the employment. Because it's one of the biggest challenges, right? You will face rejection. There is no sugarcoating here. You will face rejection, my dear, because of unemployment. I have suffered the issue of being an unemployed individual. And I know the consequences of it. I know the outcome. I know how people will treat you and all of that. Let's not even sugarcoat that. Some doors will close the moment your record came up. But don't let that stop you from knocking. Knock on different doors. Be honest when necessary. Like, just be honest about your story. Be vulnerable so that you get somebody to help you. But also, prepare to show how you have changed. Focus on what you can offer. And that, I want to tell you that skills matter the most. Work on ethic matters. Work on your attitude matters. Because attitude matters. Work ethic matters. Skill truly matters. Carry that with you. Carry that with you. If maybe formal employment it is very hard to get, think beyond that. You should learn to trade. Learn to sell. Start a small business. Do freelance or just those informal work. You have the skill. You have your hand. Work with your hand. May the work of your hand speak for you. Many successful people started with nothing but determination and willingness to learn. My dear, the key is just to stay productive. Stay productive, stay positive, and all of that will help you to pull. I mean, it will not pull you back. It will not pull you back to those negative cycles. Think about relationships, and that is what I want us to speak about. Rebuilding trust with family, just like any other person and those friends. It takes time. You don't need to rush anything. Some people will welcome you back. Others will keep their distance. And believe me, you can't control their reactions. Just like a partner that you left and you got another one. You cannot really control on how they are feeling about you. But you can control your behavior. You can be patient. You can show change through your actions, not promises, your actions. And you need to be careful about who you surround yourself with. If you go back to the same crowd that led you into trouble, as I keep repeating that, you risk repeating the same story. Choose your circle wisely. Find people who support your growth, not your destruction. This might just mean you're distancing yourself from those old friends. That is not betrayal. You are trying to survive, my dear. Seek out mentors. Have a role model. Join support programs that truly understand your journey and will shape you to make sure that you find a new identity. You are rebuilding yourself. You are not the old person that went to the correctional facility. Right? Your mental health is just as important. Many people come out carrying trauma, carrying anger, carrying guilt. Ignoring it won't make it disappear. talk to someone, learn to trust people, join those counseling groups, have a counselor, talk to someone. No need to be a professional counselor or psychologist. Use those people to speak to you, those people that love you so, so, so much. You need to heal. The more you can heal, the more you build on those trauma, on those anger. Work on your anger management. The stronger your mind, the stronger your decision. Because every choice that you make, it will be determined by how you are thinking, right? And I don't want to ignore them.